Proponents of election reform in central New York are urging lawmakers to take action on the issue when they go back to Albany starting in January. We get more from WRVL's Ellen Abbott.
With Democrats in control of the state Senate for the first time in several years, there's optimism that a fair elections package can make it through the legislature. The proposal would create small donor public financing, limit the influence of big money, and make it easier to vote by way of automatic voter registration and early voting, among other things. Money in politics doesn't just influence statewide elections, but also local lawmakers, according to Syracuse Common Counselor Khalid Bey.
There were times when, and I'm certainly not shy to mention, I think some councilors might have been swayed by the dime or the campaign contributions of certain people in the city, and it affected how votes went down over the years. And so to level a playing field for the everyday voter, to give consideration to public financing of campaigns, I think is a smart way to go.
State Senator-elect Rachel May says after discussions with the new Democratic-led Senate, she believes there will be action on the issue soon.
Everyone supports early voting. That's going to happen, I'm sure.
May says there are some other issues that could take longer that involve constitutional amendments. Campaign finance reform has been blocked in the past by the Republican-led state Senate. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.